Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Most of you know already that our live show and our last show will be at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. on Friday, May 13th. I cannot wait to see y'all there. I am so excited to wrap up this amazing show in person with Natalie Lauren as our musical guest and so many other really amazing folks who are going to be sharing their stories and their growth and their self-care practices and their sisterhood on stage with me. So please get your tickets at the link in the description, and I hope to see you there. Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Shizu, I am thrilled to have you back. How are you?
I am great. I am so, so good and so happy to be here. It really feels like rendezvous, but also nothing has changed, but so much.
Oh my gosh, so much has changed. I mean, we haven't talked for the show in years upon years. But before we dive into that, please let the Hey Girl listeners know who you are and what you do.
Of course. My name is Shizu, like she went to the Zoom. People may remember that. I am originally from Vancouver, Canada. I am currently the founder of a company called Apothecary and also former founder of a company called Drink. We're based in the Virginia area. And so we've had the pleasure of getting to know you for years and always bringing health and wellness to the forefront in an accessible and fun and approachable way.
I am so excited because I was a big fan of Drink all those many years ago, huge, huge Drink fan. And now to see you grow and step into this new endeavor of Apothecary has just been so inspiring and beautiful to just witness. So I'd love for you to kind of give us the rundown of how you ended up here in Apothecary and what you are hoping that this, I don't want to call it a brand because I know you guys are a brand, but you're really like a movement, a lifestyle, what y'all are bringing to the health and wellness space.
I really appreciate that. I mean, I think we are also undergoing sort of like an identity and like a rebrand right now. And so all of these conversations are so like eye-opening and heart-opening for me. I originally was working at Goldman Sachs. So I was a Wall Street trader working, you know, crazy hours from like 4 a.m. as a trader until like 10 o'clock going drinks with brokers and salespeople. And this was in New York City. And it was 2010. You don't need to know how old I am, but much long ago. And I just got burnt out. And I realized that my life calling and like resume virtues were being, you know, focused on, but I really wasn't focusing at all on what I would call like the eulogy virtues, which was, you know, something that like, at least I hold dear and like maybe in my family of like Buddhist traditions around like having death at the forefront of our minds. Because I think when you think about death, it allows you to think more clearly about like how you want to live also. And so that contrast for me has always been sort of this inner calling. And in Japanese, we call it ikigai, which means sort of like life calling. And so at a young age, I think I realized that like, you kind of just know gut instinct and gutturally like what feels right and what doesn't. And I just remember after 2 years working there, it's like, I loved it, but time to move on. And I quote unquote traded that life for something that I felt was more congruent with sort of how I wanted to live, which was more living with curiosity, living with like putting my heart open and just learning and like being a avid sort of like learner and listener and creator was sort of what I've always dreamed of. And you know, similar to your work, Alex, But yeah, and so my first company was a juice brand based in DC, and had the pleasure of meeting you at our first location at DuPont. I just remember like our watermelon juice with those photos. Like, do you remember?
Yes. So I can like taste that watermelon drink right now.
I just remember our like Instagram blew up, and I was like, what happened? It's like, oh my God, this amazing angel. And anyhow, so that, you know, I did that for about 7 years, and we got acquired in 2019. And then we operated the business through 2020 during that transition. And Apothecary was what I would call sort of Mother Nature's pharmacy. And so Mother Nature's pharmacy with an F, meaning plants over pills, and really kind of reinventing what we would imagine a pharmacy to be, because we are reinventing and reconnecting the East, which is like the Asian heritage, and we have so much like traditional Chinese medicine, Japanese Kampo, Indian Ayurveda, has been around for so long, but has been suppressed on the West because of overfunded pharmaceuticals, like not enough research. And so we are really the first to really couple that sort of East with the West in a way that is accessible, intersecting both mental health, gut health, sleep, skin, really everything and everything in a preventative healthcare way.
So you're such a badass, and I love it, because you have gone from one life to the next, to the next. And that really is so empowering as a woman to witness. And I'm sure for other women to hear, we're often told like we have to do one thing and stick with it. But so many of us are like free flowing and creative, and we have different passions. Like, even I'm a writer for a living, but I love photography and I love baking and like I love painting. I'm all of these different things. And I'm curious to know what you've found about your purpose and about your creative calling that has shifted how you move through the world and also how you run your business.
That is so fascinating. And thank you so much for the kind words. I think when I was younger, I'd probably be like, no, 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 I'm not any of that. But nowadays I'm like, thank you, I'll take it. I guess that comes with age, right? It's like, you know what? I'll take it. Thank you. You know, I think over the years, I realized, I think at the first formative years of my career, given I was a trader, you have like five screens in front of you every single day. And so you like easily get to like ADD, like attention sort of like mismanaged. Yeah. And I think today, with digital, with Slack, with email, with freaking smoke signals, with letter, like everything and everything, or people want your attention. Nowadays, I'm more focused on just like honoring and protecting my attention. And so I actually shy away too much from getting too distracted into new hobbies, new things, because I'm so tempted. And so I have to actively try to put parameters and controls so that I can really just focus on like this greater vision of what we Apothecary, and really be thinking of like a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 1-year plan of how to get there. And so, you know, we're going to have so much to do here in terms of like country expansion, our team expansion. We've already grown to like 34 people, which is insane. And so I think as my job now in this sort of chapter is that when you've done enough things in your life in the previous chapters, in lives, I think like you come to peace later because you've done it. And so living that life without regrets allows, I think, later on to be just much more at peace with yourself and maybe a little more confident, but that's still definitely a work in progress too.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That is so important too, especially as you set your sights on business growth. And how does your Japanese Heritage Nurture Apothecary? And why did you want to bring or cross-pollinate, if you will, the East and the West in this really, really big way?
I mean, it wasn't very clear to me. I think when we first launched, like, I think it first launched was like, I just want a clean medicine was kind of like the first thing. And then as we grew, I just realized, like, obviously so many of the ingredients like reishi mushroom, astragalus root, like lion's mane, a lot of this comes from Asia. And then during COVID, I mean, quote unquote, the world was woke with like stop Asian hate and like so much suppression of even wellness and herbalism because of so much of the overfundedness in pharmaceuticals. And like, it just wasn't transparent. And I realized like I had this visceral sort of turnaround in my body and my emotions and my mental around like, we really need to use this business as a vehicle for change. Mm-hmm. And like, we really got to use the capital, the people, the story behind it to bring light and not gentrify the world that has been herbalism and wellness in the West, and really put a face and like a story behind all the people that we are also sourcing from doing the work. And so the first stage, you know, because we've only been around for 2 years, was highlighting my parents. And so my mom is a potter. And so we've, you know, sold a bunch of her mugs online, and that's caused other supply chain issues, but it's fine. We'll figure it out. Like, now my dad, like with, as a Japanese Zen gardener, like we want to highlight his work at the store because we're calling it the garden. Mm. And so it's a lot of like a very close to home, but also connection to home. And I really want to bring nature back and people back to their roots of where we're from, because I think we're so disconnected yet connected. Mm.
What are your customers saying about how Apothecary is supporting them?
I feel eternally grateful. What I try to do every morning is just like log in to see like our customer reviews first and foremost. And obviously we have some negative ones, but we also have those who are constructive and helpful. And we reach out to them too, to get the feedback. And then we do the work. And then on the positive side, I mean, we focus a lot on that, but we also are not putting blind eyes towards where we need work. But the good stuff is like, I mean, people are sleeping better. People are like saying they finally are getting 8 to 9 hours of sleep. The women are saying they have their libido back after having children for 7 years. Mm. The men are saying they have erections now to have like actual like libido too. Like, it goes both ways. And then people, I think on the stress side, my God, I mean, I think the world is very stressed. And so where we can support in a very natural and sort of non-toxic and addictive kind of manner, mm, having alternative stress and alternatives to wine, things like that, that I can really help with people on a natural, sustainable way to get to the root cause versus just treat the symptom, is kind of how we are really focused on treating and helping others. Mm.
How are you taking care of yourself as a business owner of a new startup that is explosive and exploding? I am so excited. I also have to plug that I'm an investor in the company. So like, just to see like what you're doing is amazing. And being an investor in, this is only my second company that I'm an investor in, and it was very scary for me. You and I went back and forth for a while. So I was just like, oh my God.
But
but you know, it's just beautiful to be able to witness how you're growing and why you're growing. And it's also just a curiosity to me, like, you work so hard. And since I've met you, you've been working so hard. How are you nurturing yourself and filling up your cup these days?
Yeah, that's also a work in progress. I really do tend to give more than sometimes I think I kind of fill up, and like it catches up. And sometimes what happens, and this is like I think a story that a lot of founders probably resonate with, is we go until we're like really empty, and then we'll like hide away for like 3 or 4 days with no contact to the world. And then like we refill and we rejuvenate. So I tend to be one of those people that probably goes really hard for a very long time. And then I hit a wall, and then like 2 or 3 days, I shrink away. But you know, lately I'm like, I think it's, again, like about protecting your space and protecting your headspace. And so this might sound a little crazy, but I wake up, you know, anywhere between 4 to 5 a.m. Pacific time every day to make sure that I'm up and ready and, you know, have done like the journaling, the work in the morning, put on like a meditation sound, like anything to help me kind of prepare for the day to come has really helped with sort of stress and being there also for my team. Because at the end of the day, you know, I need to show up for the people around me, because if I don't, that is the oxygen that I literally breathe into the company. And so I think it's just the mornings are such a sacred time. I immerse myself into nature for the most part around 2 o'clock. Literally, I'm like outside doing walk and talks on the phone. I refuse to stay indoors between the hours of like 2 to 6 when it's like daytime and like afternoons. And so it's been a little bit of a shift, but I think like I really wouldn't be doing anything else. I feel full. Yeah.
I love that. I feel full. What do you want the world to know about Apothecary?
It's a great question. I want Apothecary and what people to think about us to be sort of a community place. I mean, we actually just started doing these consultations and classes. And we did this like dosing 101 class just in January, and it had maybe 200 people sign up. And then in February, we just did it last week, and we had 1700 people sign up.
Oh, wow.
Was insane to us, because it literally just like exponentially has grown. And the community and the people and the questions and the unanswered questions in the world right now around health and wellness, herbalism, what's good for them. Like, we wanted to open up this consultation and community and service side. And so I think that if anything, people can just come and learn. You know, it's free. We don't charge for these classes. Just sign up on the website. It's one of those things that I think it's, as a society, sometimes like we've kind of not stopped learning, but like we are learning the things that we want to learn, and we YouTube it and we search it. But sometimes I think it's good to have like an open mind about all the things in the world. And I think something like this could open up so many people's eyes to sort of just being reconnected to nature, or even just what is ashwagandha? Like, what are these things that the people are talking about in the wellness space? But regardless, it's one of those things that we just want to make, you know, wellness more accessible, and it's free for everyone. So I think it's one of those things where that's something I would love to share with the community, is learn, have the resources, and make, you know, choices that feel right for you.
So as we bring this chat to a close, and it's been so nice talking with you, I like to ask the question, if you were mentoring your younger self, what would you teach her?
Oh, I would probably just let her know that everything is going to be okay. I think that this day and age has like really breeded anxiety around folks of like the unknown unknowns and the known unknowns. And so I think like that, knowing those things, I think it's okay to know that you are just doing the right thing. Take one step at a time. It doesn't need to be a huge leap of faith. Just take one step, one step, one step. And eventually you'll get to the place that you've always been looking for. And I think it's the end of the day, everything will be all right. And I tell myself that all the time, especially as we get bigger and more eyeballs, it's something that also keeps me up. And so I think I tell myself again and again, everything will be all right.
Thanks for listening to the show today. Please rate, subscribe, and review. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We love having our community grow. Music is by DC's own Kokai. The Hey Girl podcast is produced by Wayne Bertram and me, Alex L.